The Light FM presents Community Spotlight, a program designed to focus on what's important to you in your community. Now here's Braxton with today's Community Spotlight.
And thanks for being here. Health and wellness is on the mind of a lot of people. In fact, I'm not sure who doesn't think about health and wellness at some point in their life. There's life hacks, there's how-to videos, medications, doctor's opinions, so many ideas of healing and preventative maintenance for your health. But there's got to be something that is the best way. And so I'm excited to have Dr. Rick Lee from Original Healing Ministry with us today on Community Spotlight. Rick, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, hey, I guess tell me a little about yourself, Rick, because you have a passion for health, but also through the lens of God's healing and biblical health as well.
Correct. Well, my journey started many years ago before I became a Christian. I came down with diabetes, and Lord led me to a naturopathic doctor who told me I can get on insulin or I can try to do it naturally. And if we're going to do this thing naturally, we have to heal your pancreas, not just manage blood sugar. You'll never get over your diabetes if you don't heal your pancreas. And so after that experience, when I became a Christian, started reading the Bible and noticed all the healing that the Jesus and the disciples were doing, ended up going to a Christian naturopathic school. And there I learned the properties that's in clay, in mud, even saliva, and how these things were possible. They weren't just miracles. Jesus did do many miracles of healing, but they were not all miracles. And so in naturopathic school, I learned about the different properties of nature in the herbs, the water, and how they apply to anatomy and physiology. And then once you understand God has a health plan and understand that you're made in his image and likeness and understand anatomy, you put the two together and you have the ultimate health plan available, bar none today.
Wow. So you say that all healing comes from Christ.
He's the great physician.
Tell me more about that.
Well, we know Christ is the creator. And so if he created everything, then he knows better than anybody else how this human body works. In fact, there's a Reader's Digest article back in 1982 that says how life began. And the scientists at Ames, Nassau, discovered that every single element that's in the soil out there in that dirt is in the human body. And so when you realize the human body needs 88 different nutrients to be healthy, and then you know what organs need what nutrients, and you realize if you have a deficiency in vitamins or minerals in that organ, then you know which disease is coming your direction.
Yeah.
And so it's just fascinating that God took and created man from the dust of the ground, and in that dust is vitamins and minerals, the periodic table of elements that people know of. Of those 114, I think it is, and maybe a couple more since I graduated from that school.
Yeah.
But 88 of those elements are in the human body. Huh. So that's really what heals. Now, we're not talking about symptoms. We're actually talking about healing, how to heal the body.
Right. I should mention that you're based in Hendersonville, North Carolina, yes?
Correct.
And you can also find Dr. Rick Lee's website, originalhealing.org.
Dot K-Y. Correct. Switched from org to K-Y.
Okay. Originalhealing.ky.
Correct.
So tell me this, all of those elements that are in the human body, how do we live by the principles that you find in Scripture?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that God does have a health message, and that health message is part of the Great Commission. You see, in Matthew 28:18-20, we know the gospel, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So this gospel as a witness has to go to all nations. But most people don't realize in Psalm 67:2, thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So God has a health message that goes with the gospel, and actually the gospel and health are synonymous. Let me give you an example of that. if you go to Acts chapter 4 and take a look at verse 10 and verse 12, the same word for whole in verse 10 is the same word, Greek word for salvation. So God has intertwined salvation and health in his health care program. Now, that's the only place in Scripture I found the two using the same root Greek word, but the fact that he would use the same word for health and salvation is pretty amazing. Like the sick man, he said, well, thou be made whole. And when you look at that word whole, he's talking about physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So for a lot of folks, Rick, health and weight loss are huge points of concern, but also points of emphasis right now. And when you think of Scripture and how I always view health and wellness in Scripture, I think of how God tells us that our bodies are a temple.
Correct.
And that we should take care and steward our bodies well for his glory, but also to honor him with what he's given us. And so when you think about weight loss, it's a big point of emphasis for a lot of folks today. What's your perspective on what the Bible has to say about overall health, but more specifically weight loss?
Well, it's the same formula for heart disease or weight loss. And that is God's, what I call 10 doctors. And you can find those in Scripture. Godly trust is number one. You have to trust God with your life. And that's Genesis 2:17. Doctor, fresh air. You know, the body uses negative ions, not positive ions. Genesis 1, verses 6 and 7. Daily exercise, doctor exercise, Genesis 2:15. Sunshine, Genesis 1:16. Proper rest. The body's, you know, there's the weekly cycle of rest. The body has a daily cycle. The organs are doing something at all hours during the day. A quick example, your adrenal glands reset at between 7 and 9 a.m. in the morning. You don't get a good breakfast, you're not going to be able to deal with stress very well. Hmm. The liver resets between 1 and 3 a.m. in the morning. You're up 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. The liver does not reset, and you don't get the enzymes. The liver produces over 100,000 enzymes a day for the work the body has to do.
Right.
Nothing takes place in your body without an MSI. Hmm. So there's the daily cycle, the weekly cycle. Then we get into Dr. Water. Nothing happens in the body without water. That's Genesis 2:10. Always temperate, Dr. Temperate, Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And Dr. Nutrition, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. So those doctors apply to anatomy is the best health plan in this world. But see, we study the Bible, we look at the book of nature, but we're made in God's own image and likeness. And God tells us how to take care of this body. 3 John 2, beloved above all things, I wish that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So next to your salvation, God has your health as a priority. So when you understand these 10 doctors, weight loss is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's not a fad. You have to adjust your lifestyle, your diet to these 10 doctors. And everybody at birth in their DNA has a weight we're supposed to be, our biological weight at birth, our height, our weight, everything is in at birth. You know, because of vanity, because of whatever, people want to look a certain way. They go to the gym, build muscles. And so we throw off what God has designed for us to be. And so there we start trying to compensate in other ways.
Mm. Mm. Someone listening now would like to get in touch with you. What's the best way to find you, to ask questions where they have them? Talk me through that.
Well, they can contact me at Original Healing at 828-209-6999. Or they can go to our website, originalhealing.ky, and I have a contact box there where they can fill out the information and send in a question.
Yeah.
So there's two ways that they can get a hold of me. And we're right across the street from Advent Health Hospital.
Okay.
We take walk-ins, so you can come see me, talk to me face-to-face.
So if somebody else would like to do some research for their self, you've given a lot of verses. But would you have some advice of where they can go to maybe study the Bible more and learn what God has to say about health?
This is an interesting topic. There's plenty of places to go to learn and read the Bible.
Yeah.
But you want to learn from what the scriptures have to say about health, then the best person I know around this area is to come to Original Healing, and we sit down and talk people, go through the scriptures, go through anatomy and physiology, and share with people how the Bible and your health are intertwined. Your salvation is intertwined. It's one and the same.
Yeah, that's new perspectives for myself, Dr. Rick, and I'm sure that's perspectives that are new for someone listening too. So first of all, thank you for your study, for your love of God, but also for your love of health and understanding how the two connect. And I think so many times as Christians, we know that they connect because obviously God created our bodies, but sometimes we forget the fact that it's important.
Okay.
And so thank you for sharing that today and for what you do.
Thank you. Can I get one closing remark?
Yes.
A lot of times, think about it from this perspective. We're to serve God. We're to serve one another. And if Satan can get us sick and keep us sick, he takes us out of the game. We're on the sidelines. So God cannot use an individual to the full glory he could if that person was healthy. And then a lot of times we're pursuing worldly secular goals. You have to be at work a certain time, so we skip the breakfast. We're studying all night for exams. So we really have to think about and prioritize what's important in this life.
Yes.
And so those are the two areas I would really have people pray about and ask God, am I really following your will for my life if it takes me away from your word and from your health?
That's great. It's incredible. It's incredible. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
He's Dr. Rick with Original Healing Ministry. If you want to listen back to this episode, you wanted to go back and hear some of the scriptures that Dr. Rick mentioned, you can do that on thelightfm.org or the Light FM app. The podcast will be available on Monday. Also, I want to say a big special thank you to our sponsor, Turner Business Appraisers, located in Matthews, North Carolina. And you can find them at turnerbusiness.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's Community Spotlight, covering issues that matter to you in your community. If you have a suggestion for a future program, just call 800-330-9648. That's 800-330-9648. Be sure to join us next week for another Community Spotlight with Braxton on The Light FM.